Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, September 8th, 2021. I'm Rich Travolino. Amazon plans to bring its Just Walk Out cashierless technology to two Whole Foods stores in Washington, D.C. and Sherman Oaks, California, set to open in 2022. Customers not using the cashierless checkout can still check out at self-checkout lanes or at a customer service booth. Amazon says the stores will employ a comparable number of team members as existing Whole Foods Market stores of similar sizes. Twitter launched two new feature tests. One changes the way photos are displayed on mobile, taking up the whole width of a phone screen, currently in testing on iOS apps. The second lets users remove followers without blocking them. This is in testing on the web and will have your content disappear from feeds without giving the removed follower a notification. The Reval ransomware group appeared to go offline this summer, with clear web and dark web sites suddenly unavailable. This followed high-profile Reval attacks against Quantum Computer and the meat processing company JBS. Adam Myers of CrowdStrike noticed that a portal used by Reval to negotiate with victims came back online on September 7th, although no new victims were posted. Microsoft is replacing MSN Feed and Microsoft News with a new personalized news feed called Microsoft Start, integrated into the Windows 11 widget section and the Windows 10 taskbar. Microsoft Start uses some human curation, along with algorithms to choose which stories from more than 1,000 publishers to show each user, along with weather and sports scores. You can take a look at MicrosoftStart.com and in iOS and Android apps. Motorola announced an improved version of its still unreleased over-the-air charging system. The previous iteration was able to charge a single device up to 1 meter away. This new version can charge four devices at the same time up to 3 meters away, with a wider 100-degree area of coverage. It's still limited to 5-watt charging. We still don't know when this will actually be released. DJI announced the OM5, the latest in its smartphone gimbal line, previously branded as Osmo. The OM5 is a third smaller than its predecessor, includes a built-in selfie stick extension rod, with a new clamp designed to fit over a phone case. On the software side, it includes ActiveTrack 4.0 for better subject tracking, able to track at up to 3x zoom at 5 meters per second. The OM5 is available today for $159. Google announced updates to its Workspace productivity suite. The company launched its previously announced dashboards for real-time project collaboration called Spaces, which now includes a unified dashboard with access to inboxes, chats, and meetings across all spaces and able to be replied from a single location. Google Meet Calling is now available for one-on-one chats in Gmail across mobile and desktop, and Google announced new Meet hardware with a 27-inch all-in-one and 65-inch 4K display made in partnership with AvaCore. Both come with Google's Jamboard app and can be used as an external display. Variety sources say HBO Max will expand into Europe on October 26th, coming to Sweden, Denmark, Norway, Finland, Spain, and Andorra. 14 more European countries will get the service in 2022, although sources say there are currently no plans to launch in Germany or the UK. Bose announced the Smart Soundbar 900 with Dolby Atmos support, HDMI eARC, voice assistant support from Amazon and Google, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, AirPlay 2, and able to connect to other Bose smart speakers for multi-room audio. It ships September 23rd for $899.95. Logitech announced the $399 Logi Dock, able to connect 5 USB devices, 2 monitors, act as a speaker, and supports power pass-through for device charging. Designed with hybrid work in mind, it also includes controls to toggle video on popular video conferencing platforms and includes a noise-canceling speakerphone. Using Logitech's LogiTune software, users can also customize lights on the dock for notifications. The Logi Dock is expected to ship this winter. LG Chem announced a new cover material for foldable devices called the Real Folding Window, which offers the durability of tempered glass, but thinner and flexible like plastic. LG claims it will reduce the appearance of creases on the screen and maintains durability after 200,000 folds. Mass production of Real Folding Window is expected to begin in 2022, but full-scale sales of devices with it aren't expected to begin until 2023. Lenovo announced the Chromebook Duet 5, a follow-up to the original detachable Duet tablet, featuring a 13.3-inch OLED screen and powered by Qualcomm's Snapdragon 7C Gen 2 compute platform. Despite the higher-end screen, the tablet starts at $429.99, expected to ship in October. Facebook and Ray-Ban tease a September 9th announcement. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg previously said in July that smart glasses with Ray-Ban's iconic form factor would be the company's next hardware release, but that it would be a stepping stone to full augmented reality glasses. And finally, Apple announced it will hold an announcement Tuesday, September 14th at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. The invite showed a noonish Apple logo in front of a mountain landscape with the headline, California Streaming. There's also an augmented reality Easter egg available for users of an iOS device. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.